Good morning. It's Friday, the 8th of May.
End of the week, and here's what sticks. Cape Town to Port Elizabeth is a mess.
How bad?
We poured 33% more capacity onto that route, and load factor dropped nearly 10 points. Yield fell 6.4%. So we added seats, demand didn't show up, and we're getting paid less for the privilege.
That's the double whammy. Was the market at least soft?
Nope. That's the worst part. Total market was up 13.5% year on year. It's growing. Airlink added over 1,200 seats. We added 945. Our share dropped 4.9 points.
So it's not a demand problem. It's a share problem in a growing market.
Exactly. We didn't show up with the right response. Airlink clearly did.
That's the one that needs a decision before the weekend. Capacity discipline question, right? Do we pull back or lean in with pricing?
Right. Because the current play isn't working. You can't grow capacity a third and watch yield go backwards. Something has to give.
Before we move off routes, anything else that jumped out this week?
Bloemfontein to Joburg on the forward curve is ugly. 24 points behind where it should be for May. Capacity is only 11,700 seats, so it's not a huge route. But that gap is hard to ignore.
Cape Town to George too, right?
Yeah, 22.5 points behind. Also small, about 5,000 seats. On the flip side, Mauritius and Zanzibar are both ahead of curve. Mauritius by almost 16 points, Zanzibar by 14.5.
Those leisure routes just keep overperforming. Okay, what about the macro picture? Rand caught my eye.
12% weaker month on month. 16 Rand, 45. That's a real bite given most of our cost base is dollar denominated. Oil actually fell though. Down about 7.5% month on month, $101 a barrel.
So fuel and dollars came off, but the Rand weakened enough to eat most of that benefit.
Pretty much. Net, jet fuel crack spread is still $62, so it's not cheap. The FX move is the one that hurts.
Did you see the News 24 piece on the R12 sale?
Yeah, thousands of the cut price tickets went unsold. Fuel surcharges spooked the bargain hunters. That's a brand moment that didn't land the way it usually does.
That's got to sting a little. The R12 sale is supposed to be a slam dunk PR win.
Well, consumers aren't stupid. If the base fare is 12 Rand, but the surcharges push the total to something that doesn't feel like a deal anymore, they walk.
Good point. All right, let's step back. Month to date, 7 days in, what's the shape?
Revenue up about 10% year on year, but passengers are down 17%. Yield up 33%. So it's entirely price led. Fewer people paying more. Load factor at 80.8, which is almost 12 points behind last year.
Revenue per flight is what matters, though.
That's up 17.4%. 258,500 Rand per flight versus last year. So the yield strategy is delivering revenue even with fewer bums on seats.
Right. But that only works if the demand floor holds. If load factor keeps sliding, yield has to come off eventually.
Agreed. And the forward curve for May is 11 points behind where it should be right now. We're at 47% booked versus an expected 58. That's a wider gap than you want at this stage.
June looking any better?
6 points behind, so a smaller gap. But Harar Joburg is 13 points behind in June. Bloemfontein 13 behind again. The usual suspects.
On the upside, anything to flag?
All green. On-time performance 95.3, well above the 94% target. Technical dispatch reliability 99.1. NPS 75. Nothing to worry about there.
Good. All right, let's close with two questions Elmar should put on the table. First, CPTPLZ. What's the capacity plan for next schedule? We're losing share in a growing market and the current answer isn't working. That needs a call.
Second one I'd add, the R12 sale fallout. If the surcharge structure killed demand on a flagship promo, the commercial team needs to rethink how that's constructed before the next one. Actually, before we wrap, one more route Elmar has to see this morning. Cape Town to Nelspruit CPT, MQP. We dumped 131% more capacity on that corridor and load factor collapsed nearly 20 points. That is the single worst LF drop in the whole network. Yield is also down about 6%. It is only about 9,000 passengers, so it is a smaller route. But it is the exact same capacity discipline problem as Port Elizabeth, only twice as severe.
So we more than doubled seats and got paid less per ticket. That has to be part of the same capacity conversation Elmar is having before the weekend. Agreed. Have a good one.